Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Let's talk a little bit about college degrees and what you should learn. My daughter is taking a business and finance class, and she's trying to figure out how she's going to live on the money that she expects to make with her music major. Mm. And I am a little concerned, and so is she, because that's not the best paying job in the world. One of the things she's considered doing is taking a marketing minor to learn how to market herself.
I think that's always a good thing to do,
And I told her, and maybe even you get a marketing job and actually get a paycheck.
Okay.
Instead of, music.
Well, it's a good fallback, because in marketing, you can always do something.
And at least you don't want to be an influencer. That's what you hear a lot.
Right.
Younger people say they want to be influencers, and that's hard.
Well, I want to talk about the marketing side of this, because there is a gentleman who apparently took marketing as a minor and took drug dealing as a major.
Oh.
But I got to give him credit and props for his marketing attempts.
What do you mean?
Well, the gentleman who apparently sells marijuana illegally, and this is not in South Carolina, this was in Texas. But he hid on Easter, he hid Easter eggs, or maybe he did this ahead of Easter, I guess. But he hid Easter eggs with a plastic kind with marijuana in them and gave out hints to his best customers where they were hidden.
Well, that's
neat.
That's clever marketing, right?
I mean, because people do it with mini bottles for adult Easter egg hunts. So, I mean, why not?
I was going to say, here comes Peter Cottontail.
Here comes Peter Cottonmouth.
Apparently, he posted the clues on Facebook and photos of the eggs. And he told people whoever shopped with him that day would get hints revealing where the eggs were hidden. Police actually found four of them.
Oh, wow.
And the fifth egg was found in a park by a man and his granddaughter the day after Easter. So most of them were hidden in parks. Cops also found at least one egg behind a Motel 6. So this guy apparently, at least if nothing else, was doing good marketing.
Well, I guess.
You almost feel like this could be someone who could be turned to the correct direction if he was just, used his talents for good.
But he should have known enough about marketing not to put it on Facebook.
Okay.
I don't understand people that put illegal things on Facebook and don't expect to get caught.
Well, I mean, it's like the TikTok person that got caught at Target, shoplifting at Target, and they put it online. I see what you're saying, Cato, but honestly, where Tom's going with this, the guy's really savvy. He's kind of clever.
Yeah.
He's got this great way to, maybe get more people
to do his business.
To do his business, yes. That's very clever.
And I don't get why, this grandfather and granddaughter who found it, they probably reported it. Why? Why would you get somebody in trouble?
Well, a grandfather and a granddaughter are probably not the kind of people to go, hey, this is a boon.
That's not necessarily true.
Well,
that's a new kind of Easter grass. Mine does not look like that. It comes in a bag at Walmart and it's plastic.
Apparently, he has not been caught or arrested yet.
What?
They're chasing him. They're looking for him, but they haven't found him yet.
Because they want to collect more eggs before they catch him.
That's what they want to do. They said altogether the eggs had just over a quarter ounce of weed in them.
Mm.
But I guess it doesn't take much of weed to make weight because it's so lightweight. That's still a lot, I guess. Because I saw a picture of one of the eggs. It had a fairly good amount of what looked like to me. I'm not an expert in this area, but
quarter's not a whole lot, about $60-$65, depending on what you get and how good it is.
So he wasn't spending much money on his marketing.
I'm going to defer to Cato.
Cato's like an expert in this.
I'm not, but I
have researched it for this story.
I have friends in low places.
Okay.
They're high, too, sometimes.
Yeah, that's not low places.
He had the eggs hidden out open pretty well. I mean, it would be easy for someone to accidentally stumble on him on their own. But you got to give the guy credit. He's thinking big, even though he's doing it in the wrong area.
Right, yeah.
So maybe he'll go to jail and then maybe he could get a degree in marketing while he's in jail and come out and get his life straightened out.
Okay, all right.
Or move to Colorado and just have the yearly Easter egg hunt.
That's true also.
I like that.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Let's have a fun little conversation here. It's not going to take too much brain work, which is good.
Too much what?
Brain work.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought you said network.
I did too.
All right. Something that gets smaller the more you see it or use it.
Oh, candle.
The more you use it. Okay, candle, that is something that people mention.
First thing that came to my mind was deodorant stick.
Oh, good one. Some people don't use it.
That's
true. Okay. Deodorant stick.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Okay, you know what? Like candle that does. And I, you know what? If you've seen the new little lamps that light your candles and make them last longer and you don't have to light them and it still smells up your house, have you seen those? They like.
Oh, okay. It's just, it melts the wax.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, we have those in our house.
Yeah, I have one.
I've been chopping way too much lately. But deodorant was not mentioned, but soap was. You know, you're sitting there, you use a bar of soap, and before you know it, you're like, I don't want to waste this little bitty piece. Mm-hmm. Now, I've been known to collect the pieces and make a, you know, like a little soap ball, not a snowball, but a soap ball out of it.
I've done that too. And yeah. I used to actually use that to wash my face. I'll use that little ball, whatever's left over, okay, to wash my face, and then I get a new bar for my body.
Yeah, and then you go to the hotel, and they already are little small bars of soap. I mean, those little bitty ones.
I usually bring my own.
Do you
but
really?
But I do bring those home.
I love it. From hotels?
And I'm starting to get upset because I love the little conditioners and shampoos, A, for my guest bathroom, or B, if I'm going on vacation, I can grab those up.
Now they got rid of them and they put the little things in there.
The big bottles.
Yeah, but they got them locked in so you can't get them out.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, well, it's too big.
The soap bars at the hotel sometimes are so small, they get lost sometimes while you're washing. It's like a magic trick. It's like, where'd that bar of soap go? Oh, there it is.
But bubbles all day, all day.
Uh-huh. Pencil was mentioned, and my kids still use old-fashioned pencils like at school, and they got little bitty ones. Like, I mean, they'll use them till they are almost nothing.
I use them when I'm filling out my lottery numbers.
All right, something that gets smaller the more that you use it, toilet paper. Oh, yeah, that roll gets smaller. Okay. No one wants to participate today.
This is not a really in-depth topic.
I told you don't have to use a lot of brain work, but it's a lot of fun.
And don't you hate those mega rolls? I hate them. They're too big. Some of them don't fit on the rolls of your bathrooms.
Yeah.
Now, I will tell you, there is a difference. I was thinking about this. Remember, we had the conversation about the mega rolls, the blue Charmin and the red Charmin.
Green Charmin is what I use.
Green Charmin?
Sensitive.
Mine's really? Always brown.
They have a sensitive Charmin?
It used to be aloe, and they changed it to sensitive, and you could tell because there's not as much aloe in it.
Oh, shoot. Well, I went and bought the red Charmin because it was on sale, but I know I'm in trouble because there's going to be like the little tissue dingleberries that are going to be hanging around after.
Well, I did not need to hear this.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Not from a girl, anyway. No.
Visual.
You know what? I was trying to explain to my son what we were talking about, strawberries, blueberries, all the berries out there, and I had to give him an educational thing. He didn't know.
Look here, son.
I'm just going to send him to Stacy next time.
No. Yeah. Did you drop dingleberry on him?
Okay. Because she's all class, y'all.
Oh, my.
All right. The number one thing that people mentioned was your bank account. The more you use it, the smaller it gets.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Another thing, I guess it mainly goes with, I guess, soaps, toiletry, stuff like that, because they talked about toothpaste. The more you use it, the smaller it gets. And then you get down to that last little tube with the, you know, you got to try to get a little bit more toothpaste out, and you're trying to... You got to use all your muscles.
Okay,
almost
you're
like
building
you
your muscles there.
Yeah.
I've seen people that will cut them open. I haven't got that far, but I will squeeze every little drop out of it. I do that with anything. If I have shampoo.
Yep, me too.
I'll put water in it, shake it up. Ketchup, water in it.
Do you really?
Okay. Mayonnaise, water in it.
You don't want to do that.
I'm just kidding.
It's so funny you mentioned that because Nate Bargatze, he talks about those little like ketchup and his wife and toothpaste.
She's the cheaper one of us as well. I can be wasteful. Like, if something gets to the bottom, I will throw it away. Ketchup. If ketchup gets, like, that much left, I'm like, blech. She will put the old ketchup with the new ketchup. That way your ketchup's always gross. Toothpaste. I will use it to what I think the average person uses it to. I don't think I should feel muscles trying to get it out. I'm not going to have an iron on top of it. But she'll do it more. So I know when I'm done with it, I give it to the hobo I married. She cuts it, gets it all out.
Oh, my.
I married an old man from the Depression is who I married. She would have thrived during the Depression. I don't think she would have known there was a Depression.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
We're talking about cell phones right now or mobile phones, and I saw something interesting. There's a very big difference in men and women when it comes to buying a new phone. Women usually buy a new phone because their old phone is broken or slowing down.
Okay.
Men are far more likely to buy a new phone because they just want the shiny new model.
All that's true.
Yes. So, you know, men are like, wow, look at all those features. I want those. I'm getting the new phone. Women are like, oh, my phone is a crawling mess or it's broken and I need a new one.
I guess I'm about to side with the women because I cannot stand to get a new phone.
Yeah.
It's just so much work getting all your apps back in there, even though they transfer.
I say it all happens magically now.
You're not signed in.
You're not signed in. That's true. You have to relearn, remember all your passwords.
It's a hassle.
Every one of them, yeah.
My calendar, last time my calendar didn't transfer completely for some reason. So I had to go in there and make sure all my calendar's up to date. It's a hassle for me, so I will keep a phone until it dies.
I'm with you, because it is exhausting. Yes. And then you think, like, okay, I might lose some pictures, might lose some contact.
That's
something
all in
doesn't
the cloud
transfer
now.
Over.
Not
I know,
all of
but
it.
Still,
it's not even
the
on your
cloud
phone.
Gets a little screwy sometimes, too.
It's the
I'm telling you.
You got Apple. Apple Cloud is pretty much bulletproof.
It's the 70 apps you've got to re-sign into. That's my issue with it.
And my Samsung, though, when I download pictures like someone sends me in a text, that does not automatically back up. I have to go in there.
But you need an Apple.
I would never have an Apple.
I know, because they do that for you.
You couldn't give me an Apple phone. You couldn't give me an Apple phone.
Look, listen some to this of those pictures, I don't Samsung want, attitude.
I don't want a lot of things in my cloud. I just want them downloaded to my phone so I can control where it goes.
You think that Samsung don't have that in the
no,
cloud?
No, they told me they didn't.
Yeah, right. You know better. You don't trust anyone anyway.
I don't.
Well, they say younger people are also more likely to want just the newer model, whereas older boomers are more likely to keep their old phone as long as they can.
Call me a boomer.
I'm reading the stats, man. I'm not calling you nothing.
I have friends older than me that still have flip phones.
Hey, I got somebody has BlackBerry.
Yeah, they still they love it.
BlackBerry that works?
Yeah.
I was not under the impression they could even work anymore.
I don't know. I haven't talked to him in a while. Well, last time.
20 years ago.
Yeah.
It's all coming full circle because I see the flip phones over there when I got to pay my ginormous Spectrum bill. I go in there and I see, who is making the flip phone now?
It used to be Nokia that was, but I think Samsung does make a flip now.
And it's like, because it's full circle, I'm like, maybe I'll get a flip phone next time.
Yeah, you'll be cool.
Just because it's cool. And then you can just slam that sucker if somebody really ticks you off.
Yeah.
And hopefully it won't break.
And fits in your pocket real easily.
Yeah, that is interesting because everything old becomes new again.
Yep.
And it's like my daughter is 16 years old and like she was actually making a CD for one of her friends last night.
Like what?
A mix CD.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Like I had to buy the CDs because we didn't have any laying around because who burns CDs anymore?
Exactly.
I got some. I still have my VHS players and Disney tapes.
Do you ever watch anything on VHS?
I do not, but I'm waiting for it to come back around and that's going to be worth a lot of money.
You might be right about that. Well, they say some of the other reasons people buy, we mentioned wanting a new model, their current phone breaks, their current firm phone becomes too slow. 12% said that just because they're eligible for an upgrade, so they might as well, or they're starting a new plan with a new company, they might as well get the phone.
Easy. Oh, yeah.
But they trick you on that because they sign you up and you don't realize that you are now locked into this carrier for the next 3 years before you can get out of it without paying off that phone. So it's kind of a sneaky thing they do. You think the phone's free, but it's free over 36 months, and if you quit any time before those 3 years, then you pay the remaining amount.
So you actually read the fine print.
Well, I found out the hard way.
Oh, boy.
I was like, wait a second. I can't get out of this.
Yeah.
And then also they say 8% of them are not sure, and 7% said it's some other reason, but they didn't say what it is. Now, what's crazy is if you went back to the 80s and told us we were going to spend $1,000 on a phone every couple of years, we would not have believed it.
Mm-mm. That's true. Yeah.
But now, when you think about it, your phone is literally a walking computer. It is a full-blown, for all practical purposes, computer now.
I love to see those memes, pictures. It's got like a VCR, a TV, a computer, all, and it says all of this now fits in your hand.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It's a room full of stuff now fits in your hand.
Now, the 7% said something other. Is that like they want to change the color of their phone, possibly?
It could be that.
You see, like, okay, you can get like 4 or 5 different colors of the new iPhone or whatever. And I'm like, you're going to put a case over it. So just buy the cheapest one and put a case on it.
I fell for that one time.
Yeah.
It's gold? That's awesome. It's beautiful gold.
Uh-huh.
Give me that black case to put right over the top of it.
You can get a clear case.
I don't know why
you can't
I like
get a
black.
Clear one, yeah.
Oh, I like black. Well, I like the one that has a grip to it.
Right, that's true. The clear ones are slick.
Well, that's kids. Kids fall for that. Because my son, he wanted a red one. I couldn't get a red one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, you go with black, we'll get you a red case.
There you go.
Compromise. That's
well, how long do people keep their phones? Most people said it was 1 to 2 years. Wow. Next was 2 to 3 years. 12% said 3 to 4 years. And then my dad said 4 to 5 years.
I'm about 4 years.
My dad's got an iPhone 8.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I'm like, Dad, they are double that now. They're at 16.
My mom buys them from like the Walmart and does the card thing every month.
So she does like the
prepaid.
Prepaid, yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I've tried to tell her. Yeah.
She should get on your plan, and it wouldn't be but like $25.
I know.
My dad ended up going to that because he didn't use his phone much and all these fees with these other carriers. But he would get a Verizon card at Walmart and just...
That's too much trouble.
Hey, I've tried to get mom. It's like, you know what? When she sends a text, it takes 3 days to get to me.
She got to lick a stamp.
Yeah.
Doesn't she live with you? Can she just walk downstairs?
Well, sometimes. Sometimes she's back home.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it just depends.
Well, there you go. You can decide if you're normal or not, and you can also talk about how bad everyone else is and how they're stupid.
Quit judging people. Be who you want to be.
I didn't judge
Let
anybody.
People be who they want to be.
I didn't judge you because you ain't got a phone in 10 years.
How can I find out what type of phone, what number I'm on? Samsung.
Well, you can go to the...
if you have to ask, it is old.
That's true. Stacey's right.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, careful what you watch, because there's certain types of shows that can make you more aggressive.
Okay.
Now, you know, I know sporting events for some guys makes them more aggressive.
Like MMA and stuff like that?
Anything like that. Even football, like something doesn't go their way.
Huh.
A little bit upset about this. But it's not that. Do you enjoy reality TV shows? There's so much garbage out there.
I'm not big into them, but my wife loves them. She wanted to be on them. She was like auditioning for Survivor and stuff.
Wow, couldn't do it.
I could see her on that.
Yeah,
that
I think she would have. She almost made it. Like, she literally met Jeff Probst and everything. But then they ended up picking this other chick that was very much like her, and I guess she beat her out for the part.
Oh,
but she was, like, in L.A. with her passport and stuff and just did not make the final.
That makes me mad because Jamie's a veteran. She should
have
been on that show.
She would have done good on it, I think.
Yeah. Tom did not want her on
that show. Oh, I did not, but I played along, and I went along with it.
Because the kids were younger, and he didn't want to have to take care of the kids while she was gone for, like, 3 or 4 months.
Well, I wouldn't have been that long, but it was a long time. They were gone for, like, 40 days at the beginning, and then if they win, they got to do all that touring crap, too.
Well, a study reveals that watching reality TV shows can actually cause you to be more aggressive. People in the study who were shown a reality TV show depicting backstabbing and gossip were found to subject a fellow participant to longer and louder blast of a sound than those who viewed like an aggression-free reality show or a violent crime drama. So they could blast their friends while they were watching this show, and they would make it more aggressive towards their friends with this loud blast.
So I think it's interesting. The result is that they literally were willing to be more mean to someone after watching the show.
Mm-hmm.
That I guess if you see people behaving at the bottom of the barrel on behavior,
right?
You start to accept that as more normal, and then you behave badly.
Because it's reality. But you don't see me watching Dexter. And portraying that to my friends. I'm just saying, you know that's not real.
Hello, police. I have something to report.
They say that watching such shows may hit close to home for people, and therefore they trigger their aggression. Even, they say, if you really buy into the idea that they're unscripted, I mean, a lot of people say they might be scripted.
They are.
There's a mixture of unscripted and scripted. They take what's happening and they amplify it,
but
I think.
They say if you buy into the fact that it's unscripted, that the people are making choices on their own, you may start to view them as more appropriate models for your own actions. So you start to act like those people on the reality TV show.
Well, it's easy to yell at them because they're making stupid decisions and you're watching this and then you start yelling at them. They can't hear you. They can't change the, you know.
So do you watch that garbage?
No.
To judge.
Okay, I do, so I can yell at the TV and I can tell them how ridiculous and dumb they look.
Okay.
Although they can't hear me, and then I change it. But really, but most of my aggression is just from watching the news.
Okay, that's true. That's
the news depresses me.
Yeah, it does.
I got to where I can't handle it so much.
It's too much reality right
there. Yeah.
and lies.
You should hear my mom watching like The Bachelor or something. She's like, "You don't go, don't you dare to go out on it. Get rid of her." Like it's like watching somebody. You know, it's just, I'm like, "What are you doing? Calm down, Mama."
Oh my goodness.
And then of course you got those shows with the housewives. I'm like, and they're bickering back and forth, and then they do the one where they bring them all in together. And you know there's going to be some kind of cat fight breaking
Nails
out.
Nails are coming out.
Yeah. Half them people end up in jail.
Uh-huh.
I mean, like, I don't understand where they get them, but, like, the housewives end up in jail all the time.
They look for them. They look for the records. I just watched, like, some little documentary
really?
About, yes.
So they're going looking for someone who's had trouble with the law before.
Yes. Andy Cohen, who was over at Bravo, the first time that the housewives came out of Orange County, they were like, this is so bland, because you had the blonde-haired girl. She was just doing office work. And then Cohen was like, yeah, we need to spice this up. Find people with records. Find out secret lives.
Oh, wow.
And
that's good thinking.
And that's how Giadushi or
right.
whatever.
She got in trouble.
Yep.
A lot of tax evasion and all kind of scammy stuff going on.
Sounds like you know a lot about it.
I've watched. I mean,
you know, it's one thing for them to create the shows, but what does that say about us as a society that watches it as entertainment?
Exactly.
It's no different than gossip. You just want to see stuff that's juicy.
But gossip's somebody you know.
Well, this you feel like you know them because you've been watching them.
See, I want to get out of reality, so I can't watch reality.
Fortunately, it's not reality, so that shouldn't bother you. But like Big Brother, you got the people there. Mm-mm. It's like watching some kind of an experiment because you got these people trapped in this house together that don't know each other at first and watching whether they get it's Lord of the Flies, you know, from when you were in grade school and had to read these books.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, I'm just saying these shows may make you a little bit more aggressive. You might want to monitor that at home.
Listen, you mind your own business.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.